This is the Chiddush. The 50% of the people that are Tanayim, Ein Oisim, they do not make Lo Yeser Rishon, Lo Yeser Sheni. Not Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni. But Rishon, Lo Yavdi, Pesach Rishon, they can't do right now in Yud Dalet, Erev Pesach, Tlehebi Ruba. Because the Maaseh, there are only 50% of the people that are Tanayim. That's not called the majority. So anytime you don't have a majority, they can't bring Pesach Rishon Batuma. So therefore today, on Erev Pesach, they can't bring it. What about Pesach Sheni? V'sheni le'yavdi either. Why? T'lehevi miyuta. They're not called a miyut. True, 50% is not called a majority. But it's not called a miyut either. It's not called a minority. It's not called. So therefore, what's the lochem? They can't bring Pesach Sheni either. Like Rashi says, T'nei menesh l'esarishin, chivon de'en akroiv, le'yavdi betumah, v'sheni nami lo'y, di'en miyut. Hey, the Torah only said that a miyut, when you have a minority of people, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. When it comes to do Pesach Sheni, it has to only be a miyut amount of Yidden. But when you have 50% of them to do Pesach Sheni, the Torah never said that. So according to Rav Kana's second halacha, these 50% of the people that are Tanayim are correct Mekan Lakan, they don't have any Pesach. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not Rav. They can't bring Pesach Sheni because they're not a miyut. That was Rav Kana's svara. Right. Tanan, it says now Mishnah nit makal. If everybody in Klal Yisrael is tummy, oy ruba, or else rov, majority is tummy, oy shoya kanim tumeim, or else all the kanim are tumeim, viyakal torim is yaseh betumah. So what does the Mishnah say? Ruba yehudi yavdi betumah. Mashmoni, if the majority of people were tumeim, then we say you could bring the korban betumah. Avo palga palga lo yavdi verishin. Says the Kashan Rav. Mashra 50-50 though, it's not called like a majority. The Mishnah only says Rubai. Mashra 50-50, then it's not like Rav. It's 50-50, it's not called you can bring a Pesach Betumah. In Pesach Rishon, you can't bring a Betumah. So the Chura Kashal Rav, it's a Kashal Rav. Rav says 50-50 is called Karev. So he holds the 50% that Atzimeim could bring it today. The Mishnah is Mashra only when you have a majority. Omoloch Rav says like this. Ruba avdi kula betuma. No. If Rav Klal Yisrael was Tumeim, then everybody's allowed to bring the korban betuma. Even the people that are Tor don't have to be makbit to bring a bedavka betayra, they could even bring a betuma. But that's the klal in the Mishnah, right in the beginning, ain't korban sibacholik. Once Rav Klal Yisrael was Tumeim, it's a deal like everybody now is allowed to bring a betuma. That Rav is also masking too. But palgo palgo, when you have 50-50, this is the Rav's Chiddush. And now you have two categories. Only when it's 50-50, that halal uaisim liyatzmam, the 50% of Torim, since they're called like Rav Tor, they badafka have to bring a betayra. Not like when you have Rav Tumeim, that even the Torim can bring a betumah. No. Since now it's 50% Torim, they're like a Rav, they badafka have to bring a betayra. The halal uaisim liyatzmam, that's Rav's Chiddush. But when you also have 50% Tumeim, they also have a shein like Rav, therefore they're allowed to bring a betumeim. So that's Rav's Chiddush. So the Mishnah is talking about when you have Rav that are Tumeim, then everybody is allowed to bring a Betumah. But Rav's saying Machza Machza means who could bring a Betumeah? Only the 50% that are Tumeim. But the 50% that are Tor, Badavka has to be Betayra. So the Mahorchi Nami Mistabra, I'll bring this a throw like this also, that Rav is saying good. The Katoni says in the Mishnah, Tony Sefer, Nitma Mirtakal, if a minority of the people were Tumei, then we say, Tahori Moisim Es Arishin, that's when the Torah brings Pesach Rishin, who Tumeim, this minority, they're pushed off Oisim Es Hasheni. So the Deik of the Mishnah, Mirt, if they're a minority, who the Avdi Bisheni, that's when we push these people off and say, nothing doing today, you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. Avo palgo palgo, but let's say it's 50% of the Tumeim now on Pesach Rishon, and 50% Torim, loy, then we don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. Then we say, like Rav says, we have the Rishon, that they're allowed to do it on the first and Erev Pesach. Now what's the Chiddush? That v'alol l'waisim l'yatzman, the 50% of the Tor is called like Rav Tor, they badafka have to do it b'tayra, they can't do it b'tumeya, they have to make sure the knives and the kanim are Torim. But v'yalolu, the other 50% of the Yidin, that are Tumeim, oisim l'yatzman, they're allowed to do it for themselves. That's Pshat and Rav. For the more, if you make such a good deed like Rav, v'yal akash l'rav kana, who now it should be akash l'rav kana. V'yal akash l'rav kana. Rav Kana says, Machza Machza, 50-50 is not like Rav. Omlok Rav Kana says like this, Nitmu Miyat HaKal. When a Miyat, the minority of the people are Tumeim, then the Locher is Torim Oysen Es Arishin. The Rav, the majority of the people that are Tor, make a Pesach Rishin. Or Tumeim, the minority of the people, Oysen Es Hasheni. They're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Or Palgo Palgo, what's going to be when you have 50% of 50%? Then Torim Oisin Esarishin, true. The 50% of that Tor, even though they're not a Rav, they have a right to make Pesach Rishin. Avul Tumeyim, but the 50% that are Tumeyim, Einam Oisim, they do not do. Lo Yesu Rishon, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, because it's not called a Meat. Who could bring Pesach Rishon? Only if you have a Roiv Tumeyim. But since he holds Machzah, 50% is not called Roiv, they don't have a right to make Pesach Rishon. For Lo Yesu Sheni, and they can't do Pesach Sheni either. This was of Chizda's second Svarim. Because who could do Pesach Sheni? Only a Meat. If you have a minority of people that were Tumeyim by Pesach Rishon, they can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni to bring Pesach Sheni. But when you don't have a minority, when you have 50%, even though 50% is not called the majority, but it's not called the minority either. So according to Rav Chizda's Svarim, Kana Svarim, if you have 50% of people that are Tumeyim, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, and they can't bring Pesach Sheni either. So the Marahotain, if this is good, the Lishna Basad Rav Kana, according to the second Lashon Rav Kana, that the 50% of the Tumeyim can't do anything. Elo lahach lishna, but according to the first lashon, the Yom Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, Torim oisim es arishin. That pshat was 50-50 is not called like a roiv. It's not called like a meat. Therefore, the 50% of that Torah bring Pesach Rishon. Utumeyim, the 50% which is called a minority, oisim es asheni, could make Pesach Sheni. Although imayik lemeimo, the churat's not lezmash, and not that for now Mishnah. Or Molok Rav Kana, Rav Kana answers our Mishnah like this. No. I tell you, even though the Mishnah at the end of the what was Shver, the end of the Mishnah says, who is pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Only a Meat. Mashma, only if you mamish have a minority of people, they that were Tumeyim, they could do a Pesach Sheni. The cash was mashma, though 50%. That's not called a minority, they can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I of Khan in his first lesson said they're also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So Khan answers like this, Omlok of Khan, I'll tell you really who are the India Filo Palga Palga. Really 50-50 also is called a minority, and they're also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Nami the same Allah, the Torah Moisim is a Rishon, or Tumei Moisim is a Sheni. The minority, the 50% that Tor does Pesach Rishon, and the 50% that Tumei is called a minority, they can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I was Shvei Lashon the Mishnah Vodik Tony Miyatakal. Why did the Mishnah only say if a mamish a minority? It should have said a bigger Kiddush. The Mishnah should have said even if 50% was Tumeyim, they were also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. The Teretz says I did the Tony Reisha. Since the beginning of the Mishnah wants to tell us the Kiddush. Rubam, the beginning of the Mishnah wants to tell us the Kiddush. That when do we say the whole Kal have a right to bring their Pesach? Even Betumah, that means even though you're a Torahdika person, you don't have to be Makbid. You can bring it Betumah, you can bring a knife to stomach. When is that? Only when Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tumeyim. There's not enough 50%. They need Mamish Roiv. If Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tumeyim, that's called this Pesach is brought Betumah, and everybody has the right to bring a Betumah. That was the Chiddush in Reisha. So now when the Sefer wants to say not like that, Tani Nami Sefer Miyutei. That's why the Sefer at the end says, if you have a Miyut that are Tumeyim, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They can't do a Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But Lav Davka Miyut, who are then, according to Rav Kana's first Loshen, even a 50%. If 50% of Klai Yisrael was Tumeyim at the time of Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and they could bring Pesach Sheni. So the Kitzel, we have three ways to learn, what do you do with 50-50? So tomorrow now we bring Raya's to each one of them. Tanya Kavosid, the Rav, I'll have a Braisa like Rav. Tanya Kavosid, the Rav Kana, Kitre Lishna, like the two ways of Rav Kana's din. Tanya Kavosid, the Rav, I'll bring your Raya to Rav. Rav is the one that said that 50 and 50 is called like Roivs. They're both called like Roiv. Therefore, in Pesach Rishon, both bring it. The people that are Tor, Badafka has to bring a Batarya, because it's considered like Roiv Ator, but the other 50% that are Tameyim, they could bring it today on Erev Pesach, Betumah. Because Rav is, Macht is also called Kerav. What's the Raya for Rav? It says like this, Abraisa. Hoya Yisrael Macht, Tera Macht, Tameim. You have 50% of Klai Yisrael was Torah, 50% was Tameim. Halolu Waisam Liyatzman, the 50% of Torah, do it right now, Betairo. The Halolu Waisam Liyatzman, and the other 50% have to also do it right now, Betumah. To see clearly like Rav, each one can make a Pesach Rishon. Tanya Kalishna Kamad Rav Kana, bring another Braisa that learns like Rav Kana's first chat. That he said no. 50-50 is called like a meat. Therefore, the Torah bring it today, and the Tumeim bring a Pesach Sheni. Says, Harei Shoyu Yisrael, Mach to Torah, Mach to Tumeim. You have 50% Torah, 50% Tumeim. Is Torah Moisim Es Harishon? The people that are Torah, it's called like a meat people, they bring Pesach Rishon. Or Tumeim, the meat, the majority, the minority of Tumeim, Oisim Es Hasheni, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So it's a Raya to Rav Kana. Tomorrow, soon when he asks the Kasha, what does Rabbi do with his rices? Like the Lechura bringing brises to each one of them, but then if the series of the brises alone, like how does each one answer these brises? The Gemara will soon explain how each one of them answers these other brises. But so far, this is a brisa, Raya to Rav Kana. For Tanya, bring a third brisa, Kalishna Basel to Rav Kana. So Lechura, the series in the brises. But I'll bring another brayse that's mashma like the second lashon of Kana that said what? That 50% tumeim are pushed off both from Pesach Rishon and from Pesach Sheni. They can't do anything. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not called a roiv. They're only a machza. Machza is not called roiv. But they can't do Pesach Sheni because the Torah only says a meat. When you have a minority of people, they have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now that you have 50% with Tumayim, 50% true, it's not called the majority, but it's not called the minority either. But since it's not called the Miyat, Rav Kana says they lost out. They can't bring this, they can't bring that. I'll bring you right to this. Hare Shoyu Yisrael Machta Teru Machta Tumayim. You have 50-50. Is Alocha Teru Moise Mesarishin. The people that are Torah bring Pesach Rishin. Utumayim. The 50% of the people that are Tumayim, what's the halacha? Einam Oisim, they do not do. Lo Yasa Rishon, Lo Yasa Sheni. They don't do Pesach Rishon because there's not a Roiv. There's only 50%. 50% is not called like Roiv. For Lo Yasa Sheni, they can't do Pesach Sheni because 50% is not called the Miyat either. Since they're not called the Miyat, they don't have a right to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They don't bring any Pesach at all. So the riot to Rav Kahn is the second Loshin. But I call Purim, Mechur, now the Kashrus, is a Sfirim, these three Brises. Good, you answered all three, a riot each one, but how you learn from the Brises? So Gemara answers how each one to learn these three Brises. L'Rav, according to Rav, he was the first sheet that says 50-50 is called like a Roiv. So therefore, both of them bring Pesach Rishon, just this one does the Tyre, this one does the Tumeya. So Gemara, L'Rav, or the Lishna Basra of Kana, and according to the second Lashon of Kana that says that Machta, don't bring it at all, hold the Tana, that's what the Brises said. Torah Moisin is a Rishon. The 50% of the Torah do Pesach Rishon. That's good according to everybody. That everybody's masking to. The Brisa said, Tumayim es Hasheni. It says the 50% of the Tumayim do Pesach Sheni. So Kureshin is a Kashan Rav. Rav says 50% can make Pesach Rishon. So why does the Brisa say they only do Pesach Sheni? And it's also a Kashan, the second Lashon of Kana. The second Lashon said, when you have 50% Tumayim, it's not called like a minority. Therefore, they can't do Pesach Sheni. And here the Brisa says clearly, a Machza, Machza, these do Pesach Rishon, and the Machza Tumayim do Pesach Sheni. It's a Kashan Rav, and the second Lashon of Kana. Mostly, this is where they answer. How do they answer this Brisa? Going to put in the Kimta. Going to show you Yisrael, Machza, Teru, Machza Tumayim. True. By Pesach Rishon, right in the Erev Pesach, the count was exactly 50% were Torah, 50% were Tumayim. V'noshe mashlimas l'tumayim. Now in this 50% of the Tumayim, you know who it was made up from? Women also. They're also in the count. Now what does this Tana hold? Oksavri holds, noshim berishon reshus. Noshim by Pesach Rishon, they're only reshus. That means they don't have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, since they don't have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, take out the Noshim when in the count of Pesach Rishon. If you take out the Noshim, really, how many were Tumayim? Only a minority. Because the whole 50% was made up with the Noshim. The Noshim don't count. So take out the Noshim, therefore it's a minority of people that are Tumayim. Therefore, Dal Noshim mitumayim. Take out the women that are Tumayim, Ve'evalu Tumayim Miyuta. Melo now, the men are Mamashamiyat from the people that are Torah. Or Meyuta, Nail, everybody holds like this then. That Yitzchel, Pesach Sheni. Everybody holds like that. If you mamish have a minority mamish, Avad, you pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So the moral, the Rav, according to Rav Shita, Lishna Kamad Rav Kana. According to Rav Kana's first Loshin, that said that the Machzah are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Hold the tongue, that is the Brisa said, Torah Moise Mesorishin, the 50% that are Torah bring Pesach Rishin, or Tumayim. The 50% that are Tumayim now, the Pesach Rishin, is Ein Oisim, Leyesorishin, Leyesorishin. This was the riot of Rav Kana's second Loshin. The Kopon of this bright is the Kasha on Rav and Rav Kana's first Loshin. Hechim Etaretz Lo, like Rav says, they bring Pesach Rishon. And Rav Kana says they do Pesach Sheni. And here the Brisa says these 50% of the Tumayim don't do Pesach Rishon, don't do Pesach Sheni. How did the learn Pesach this Brisa? Marantz is like this. Rav Metaretz Lo, Rav gives a Teretz like this. Going Shehoyo Yisroel Machta Tumayim Machta Torim. Take it true. The men alone were 50-50. V'noshim oitfoy salatorim. But if you count the women, there were more Torah-dikah women than Tumayim. Therefore, with the count of the women, there are more Torahim than Tumayim. Uksarva, this time holds. Noshim berishin chayva. Noshim Pesach Rishin have a chayv to bring a Pesach Rishin. Therefore, they're in the count of Pesach Rishin. Therefore, if you count off a Pesach Rishin, how many people are Torahim? Mamish majority, rove people are Torahim. Because the women are in the count. So So if you count the women, like 75% of the people were Torah, and only 25% were Tumayim. That's why, according to everybody, who does Pesach Rishon? Only the Torahim, and not the Tumayim. The Tumayim, for sure, cannot do Pesach Rishon. As even Rav that said that the Tumayim do Pesach Rishon, that's only equal to 50%. But here, if you have the extra 25% of the women that were Torahim, and you hold they're a Chayv in Pesach Rishon, so everybody holds only the Torahim do Pesach Rishon, not the Tumayim. What about Pesach Sheni? What does this price say when it comes to Pesach Sheni? They can't do it either. Because they hold over Sheni Rishus. But they hold Pesach Sheni, women don't have the chiyuv to bring Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Berishon Layavdi, Pesach Rishon, the Tumayim can't do, Tevelo Miyutai. There's only 25% of the Klal Yisrael that's Tumayim now, 75% are Torah with the 25% of the women, therefore the Miyutim can bring Pesach Rishon according to everybody. When you make the count number Pesach Sheni, Lo Yavdi, these 50% now can't do a Pesach Sheni. Why not? Dal Noshim Inayu, by the second count you have to take the women out. They're not Mechuyim in Pesach Sheni. Ve'evelo Palgo Palgo, it's Namish then 50-50. O Palgo Lo Yavdi B'Sheni, and a Palgo does not do Pesach Sheni. That's according to Rav for sure. Because Rav holds what? That Macht is called Kerov. So Rav Tumayim never do a Pesach Sheni. Who could do a Pesach Sheni? Only a Miyat. A Rav cannot do a Pesach Sheni. Therefore it's not a Kashan Rav. Ule Rav Kana, now the Yoma. Palgo Nama Yavdi B'Sheni, I was Kashan Rav Kana though. Rav Kana says that when you have 50% Tumayim, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That was Rav Kana's first chat. That when you have 50%, it's called like a minority, they are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So why does this Bryce say that these 50% do not do Pesach Sheni? Hechi Mitaritz Lo. He answered the Bryce like this. The going show you Yisrael Mach Tzatero Mach Tzim Tzimei. He learns no. There's not much 50-50% of Pesach Rishon. V'noshim Mashlimus L'Torim. And the women, they added the count to make the Torim exactly 50-50. Uksova Noshim Rishon Choyza. That in the first Pesach, Pesach Rishon Noshim HaMachuyiv. Therefore, Pesach Rishon is 50-50. Rav Kana learns 50-50 is not called to Rav. Therefore, the Torim bring Pesach Rishon, and the 50% of the Tumayim can't do Pesach Rishon. But why can't they do Pesach Sheni here? Because he holds the Vishayni Rishus. Because in Pesach Sheni, the women are only Rishus. They're not Mechuyiv. Therefore, Berishon Layavdi, the Pesach Rishon, the Tumayim can't do, Tevelu Palgo Palgo. It's only 50-50. O Palgo Berishon Layavdi. 50. Or let them do Pesach Sheni then. Or Vishayni Rishus. Why can't these 50% now do a Pesach Sheni? I, Rav Kana, learns 50% is like a miyut that usually they do a Pesach Sheni. Because I tell you, by this Pesach Sheni, the Noshim you have to take out of the count. Because the Noshim are not Mechuyim in Pesach Sheni. So Mela Dal Noshim Minayu. Take away the count of the Noshim in Atayrim. Before we said it was 50-50% with the women. If you take out the women now, what's the count now? There's like 75% Tumayim and only 25% Torim. So how many people now want to do Pesach Sheni? 75%. A Rav can never do Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for Miyat, or else according to Rav Kana, Machzamach is also called Kemiyat. But when you have 75%, that's Zicha Rav. Rav people cannot do Pesach Sheni. Hevelu Tumayim Ruba. If you take the women out of the count by Pesach Sheni, and the men alone, there was Rav Tumayim. Verubal Yavdi B'Sheni, that's according to everybody. If you have Rav Tumayim, they can't do Pesach Sheni. There's only a Chiddush they can do Pesach Rishon. But here they couldn't do Pesach Rishon because at Pesach Rishon, the women were Mechuyim, and they made up the count to make 50% Torim. Therefore, only the Torim did it. And came to Pesach Sheni, they lost out. So they have, therefore, the Bryce says according to everybody, that Tumayim cannot do Pesach Sheni. So the moral of Rav Kana, hold the tongue, that's what Bryce has said. Harei show you Yisrael mach tzatero mach tzatmein, 50-50. Is halola waisim liyatzun. The first Bryce was a riot to Rav. That says 50-50, each one is called like a majority. Therefore, the 50% terium make it b'tayram. The halola waisim liyatzun. And the 50% of the tzatmein also make a Pesach Rishon b'tzatmein. His hechi mitaris law, I, Rav Kana, holds 50% is not called like a rave. So how does he learn the Pesach Rishon now? How could the 50% of the Tumayim bring a Pesach Rishon that not called like Rav? Rav Kana doesn't know Macht is called Kerov. So how did Rav Kana learn this Brayso? It says clearly 50% Tumayim make a Pesach Rishon. Omelok Rav Kana. Enechnami, this much I have to admit to Tanoihi. Here for sure, so this Tana Zichel is not like me. Rav Kana learns this Amachogas Tanoihim. Eke Laman Diyom, there is a Tana that holds Machtza Machtza Kerov. Saka true, there is a, this Tana holds like Rav, that 50% is called like Rav, like a majority. Therefore, they have a right to bring a Pesach Rishon, the Yikla Manyam, but there is another Manyam that holds like me, that Machsa Machsa ain't a Kerav. So Rav Kahn has to admit, there's a Machleka Tanoi. So Mar Gufa, we learned before, Haresha Yisrael Machsa Terum Machsa Tanoi, 50-50. Is a din like Rav, Halolo Waisim Liyatzim, Halolo Waisim Liyatzim. Each one brings their korban. The 50 Torim bring a Tyro, the 50 Tumeim bring a Tumeya. Hoyu Tumeim Oitfim ala Torim. Let's say you had more Tumeim than Torim. Afilu Echot. Even if just one more, Mamish Pilip Loimir, they count the whole Klaiyasol, know exactly how many you have. Mamish, and one guy can't die in between. You know exactly now, there's one more Tumeim that you have Torim, is Yasim Betumah. I'll lay out this first Tana. You're allowed to bring in Betumah. That's called Reyed Klaiyasol as Tumeim, and the Dinir, the Korban is brought Betumah. The Fishen Korban Si Becholik. When you have Mamish, Reyed people are Tumeim, and the Miyad people, 51% is Tumeim, and 49% is Tor, that everybody holds. Ein Korban Si Becholik means even the Turmdika people are allowed to bring in Betumah. When you have Mamish, Reyed people Tumeim, bring in the Korban Pesach, everybody has the right to bring a Tumeya. You don't have to be Machmir to make sure your knife is Torah. You're allowed to bring a Tumeya knife. We have Loza Bemas Yoimino. Ein HaYochid Machriya Satzib L'Tumah. If just 51, just one is Tumeya more than Tyra, that's not enough to make the count, to make it into Roiv. Shenemek, as the Pasuk says,